Welcome back to Real Inside Keen Insights for the Semi-Observant. I'm your host, as always, Headphones Neil, bringing you episode number 108, The Equalizer. So for this week's episode, I actually had a chance to watch the Denzel Washington movie that came out a couple weeks ago or so. And for the most part, it was pretty good. I rather enjoyed it. But throughout the movie, I had a sneaking suspicion that it actually did, in fact, remind me of some other movie. So digging around after the fact and thinking about it, I realized it reminded me of a number of movies. So after the introduction, I will get more into that and provide my reasoning, at least, or what it reminded me of in a very specific order. I blend it together, but hopefully it'll make sense when I get to it. So to start it off with the introduction, The Equalizer released in the United States on September 26, 2014, with the tagline, "What do you see when you look at me?" A brief synopsis of the movie is that a man believes he has put his mysterious past behind him and has dedicated himself to beginning a new, quiet life. But when he meets a young girl under the control of ultra-violent Russian gangsters, he can't stand idly by. He has to help her. Well, though I guess that last part is kind of self-explanatory and redundant in the grand scheme of things, but overall that is the plot of the movie. He's hesitant in general over the course of the movie and using his skills more than wanting to help the girl, but that's basically what it comes down to, and it turns out to be a rather intriguing movie. So, as always, I'll have a link to the IMDb profile, the Wikipedia page, and Rotten Tomatoes. The Rotten Tomatoes score for the movie, the last time I checked, was about a 61%, so slightly better than average reviews for the movie. I thought it was a little bit better than that, but I can see why it was probably rated a little bit lower. So actually, I will get into that. So while the movie was actually pretty good, the first half of the movie or so was actually relatively slow. If you're expecting a full couple hours of action, you're not gonna find it until the second. In general, that second half of the movie, the first half is mostly set up. But if you've seen other Denzel Washington movies, then you actually kind of know where the whole movie is going, and you should be able to see this more or less the similarities. It's kind of pulling the overall traits of a bunch of his prior movies rolled up into this particular one. So to start it off, the first third of the movie I thought reminded me a lot of Remember the Titans. You kind of know that Denzel Washington's character has a past. We kind of get not really filled in on what his past was like, at least in Remember the Titans, we kind of start in present day. We know he has prior experience in a related field. We're not entirely sure what it is, but it's something that he doesn't necessarily want to escape from, but he wants to leave it aside, use the lessons he learned, and move forward, kind of thing, leave the past in the past. And so we kind of see that build up. He's very methodical, he's very punctual, he keeps track of his time as far as probably keeping his reflexes on par, so he knows exactly how fast he's moving, how long it takes him to do things, so he knows exactly where his physical state of mind is. So before we get into the second third, we have a kind of transition period where we see how he is kind of, or his character transitions from Remember the Titans into Training Day, where he's kind of the teacher. We see how he interacts with the girl who is actually in trouble later on in the movie, or we learn that later on in the movie she's in trouble, but he has that kind of teacher kind of state of mind where he's very methodical. He does things in that very particular way, like in the first part, but he also wants to teach someone else. He kind of imparts his knowledge that's applicable to the girl. He sees what abilities she has and lets her know about it, wants to bring that more out of her. So this kind of transition is kind of brief, but it actually reminded me a lot of Training Day. It's a point where he's trying to teach somebody else and kind of present things as far, or have her see things how he sees them, and hopefully bring out in her what he sees in her. So the second third of the movie, I actually got the vibe of American Gangster. So in this particular case, he starts going on the offensive. Denzel Washington's character sees the trouble that the girl's in. He learns a little bit more of her past, and he actually wants to take care of things peacefully. But we start to see the effects of he's not afraid to bring out his past as minimally as possible, but he wants to. He'll use force whenever he needs to, so it's kind of a more specific or applicable scene from American Gangster was the coffee shop scene where, in that particular movie, Denzel Washington's character goes out and the street boss wants his dues, and Washington's character essentially leaves a tip but takes him out and says not. Essentially, the point of the movie is not to mess with him, and that's essentially a similar scene brought to point in the that particular city's boss's private sitting room office area, where he wants to take care of things peacefully, but he has to take them out because they refuse his offer. And so later on, we have what reminded me of Denzel Washington's performance in John Q, where he has his particular set of traits and he doesn't want to use them because he knows that it's going to take him down a violent, dark path. He doesn't want to go that route anymore. He left that in the past. And while it's something he doesn't want to have to do, he knows that it's something he has to do because he cares for that girl. He wants to help her and save her if he can. And that's kind of the same performance I saw, or similar performance I saw in John Q, where he has to save his son. He's trying to find other ways of saving his son, but ultimately he knows that it's something that he has to do. And it's one of those things where I remember feeling for him in John Q, and I feel for him here, where he goes to what I presume is his former boss and ask for permission to go and help the girl. He knows it's going to leave a lot of damage. He's going to have to hurt and kill a lot of people, but if it saves her, then it works out in the long run. On a kind of similar note, is something that I didn't actually look up, but when he goes to see what I presume is his former boss, or someone in authority who he needs to get permission from to go on his mission, it kind of reminded me of the part in American Gangster where he ends up buying out the drug boss, and it's a house that is out in the hills, and he's a very rich individual. So that kind of portrayal kind of actually reminded me a little, quite a bit of a similar scenario where he's going to make a deal that will ultimately allow him to proceed with whatever plan he has. So finally, the third part of the movie, and the most intricate and action-packed and violent part of the movie, and the resolution to the movie, is actually quite similar to Man on Fire. So this is where I actually found that we see a lot of what his traits are. It's kind of similar in respects to what he does in Man on Fire, I thought, in that he has a lot of tools. He is hard to kill. He takes out the people who he wants to kill. He knows how to keep himself alive long enough, even when he is attacked, to the point where a couple times I thought he was taken out, but it turns out that he was able to at least more or less fix himself to the point where he can keep going and take out the person who he needs to take out. So it's kind of like Man on Fire cut down, or at least compressed into the final third of the movie. So if you're kind of wondering exactly how the resolution of the movie turns out, it is actually a lot like Man on Fire. So not too much different. Actually, the only difference really is that the Equalizer is inside a building, and Man on Fire is a mix of in, and it's a more of an outdoor film. So but ultimately the resolution is the same. He actually cares for somebody and he wants to help them because he can. So I summarize the Equalizer as: you are who you are in this world, so let me show you who I am. And so when this is actually a scene that actually reminded me a lot of, or the scene in particular is when Washington is talking to the guy who's trying to come and save the Russian mobster's business in the city, and Washington's talking to him. They come down to the point of the Russian equivalent to what Washington's character is, says, what do you see when you look at me? And it actually turns out that I found that Denzel Washington's character actually in general was a lot like his character in American Gangster, and he basically the middle third of the movie, but is varied based on the plot in the movie, so it changes in the first part and the third part, and other movies are used as interludes, but it varies to the point where he is able to show that, or he shows his character in his various actions that he can take out various people based on what he needs to do, and only as much as he needs to do. So I thought it was very well portrayed. You may or may not see the varying degrees of his characters over the years, but it was actually pretty well done, I thought, overall. So I give the movie a real score of an 88%, because if you want to see a good summary of Denzel Washington's characters, his emotional states, his portrayal of the various characters in his movies, this I thought was a very good portrayal. He actually, to me, it seems like he's able to portray the amount of caring he has for various characters in the movie. He wants to help everybody out and use whatever talents he's acquired over the years in a positive manner, and walk away from his past, whatever it may be. The only negative I found in the movie, or could think of, was I felt that the final scenes were actually very, very rushed. So he gets to the final mob boss and takes him out, and when we have the final resolution with his friend, that's really about it. So it was done. I didn't exactly time how long those final scenes took. It felt like it took only about 10 or 15 minutes, or probably actually only 5 to 10 minutes, but I thought that they could have spent a little bit more time covering that, and at least going over they were targeting him because he was he disrupted their flow of business, but I thought there would have been more of a repercussion outside of just wanting to help the little girl, at least help out the government, or at least help out people who want to have this particular part of the black market taken out, or something along those lines, to the point where there's a grand scheme that he's able to help out, or something along those lines. And the other part was that it was a very slow build-up to the final scene, so by the time we get there, I found myself thinking a couple of times that, one, is the story actually going to pick up a little bit, or is there going to be some other story to this, or what's actually going to happen? So it felt like there was actually a missing plot line. So he gets the information, or Denzel Washington's character gets the information about the Russian gangsters that he takes out. I thought that, oh, okay, this is probably going to be a turning point to where they're going to use, or he's going to be asked to use his skills in taking out more of the business, or provide more assistance in other areas aside from just helping the little girl. But to the point that they did that, it wasn't really much of another plot line. He essentially did the work that the government should have been doing, I guess, but it wasn't really because he wanted to help them. He did it just because it fell into line with what he wanted to do. So unless that was kind of the angle they were taking, but it didn't seem like there was any other resolution aside from helping the girl and no repercussions, which I figure why he wanted the permission. He wanted to make sure that what he was doing didn't have any repercussions against him. He was doing it to help somebody, and if he helps take out the black market, then so be it. So overall, the movie is worth checking out. If anything, it is worth checking out on the big screen, because a lot of the panning and overview shots and the action scenes are good to see on a big screen, but in general, the movie is not that fast paced, so it may be worth watching at home on Blu-ray just to get the quality of the scenes and make sure that you can catch all those later scenes and to get those good angle shots. So it was presented well, just the action, the pacing in the first half of the movie did not really keep up as far as the second half of the movie. It's kind of that full-on transition. You actually kind of know once he finds out more information about the people that he killed, that's basically the point where the movie actually takes off. So definitely check it out. Overall, a good movie, a good summary of Denzel Washington's portrayal of characters in other films. So worth checking out. Actually, overall, I enjoyed it. If not, just a note that it can get kind of slow early on, but it takes off later on when it needs to. So that's really all for this particular episode of Real Insight. If you want to get in touch with me, provide insights of your own, questions, concerns, anything like that, you can always email me at headphonesneil@yahoo.com. You can leave me a voicemail at 714-451-6574. You can find me on Twitter at PatelN01. You can check out the ebooks for Real Insight Year 1 and Year 2 for prior episodes at author.patelN01.com. You can find this show and more shows on the Geek.io network at geek-io.com. And of course, if you're watching movies or TV shows on the go and you want to get the best possible quality sound, check out our friends over at Tweaked Audio. They have noise-reducing headphones, so you hear more of what you're listening to and less of the outside world. And they're very durable, so whether you use them at home, at work, at the gym, all of the above, for not just TVs and movie shows, but music, podcasts, and talking on the phone, they have microphone and non-microphone versions, so a bunch of different options available. So be sure to visit geek-io.com/tweaked and also use the promo code geek at checkout. That's GEEK to get 1/3 off your order and show your support for Real Insight and the Geek.io network of shows. We thank them for their support and we hope you show them your support as well. But that is all for this particular episode. Thanks for tuning in, and until next time.